You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Matthew chapter 10 and verse 28. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Every human being fears something. We will always fear something. It is important who or what we fear. Fear is not altogether negative. It depends on the object of the fear. Jesus said here that we should not fear men. We should not fear human beings. The Bible said the fear of men is a snare. You know, sometimes people are so afraid of human beings that they will not do what is right. They will not take a right decision. Sometimes you can't tell someone the truth because you are so afraid that the person may block you. The person may not want to have anything to do with you again. That's the fear of men. He says, don't fear people that the worst case scenario is that they can kill you. And that means they can only destroy this physical body. They cannot do more than that. He said, but fear him. So it means there is somebody we should fear. Whereas we should not fear men, we should fear God. In fact, if you fear God, you won't fear men. If you fear men, chances are that you don't fear God. You should actually fear God. Does it mean that we should misbehave, for example, in the face of the law that are handled by men? No, you should also understand that they are messengers of God. And that is why we behave and do right in the face of even human law. But essentially, the point is that we should fear God. It is God that we should fear. The psalmist says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? He said, I will not fear what man can do to me. Because he feared God. A man could speak like that because they fear God. It is important that we have the fear of God. You know, it's amazing that sometimes people would rather compromise and offend God to please men instead of pleasing God and maybe, if need be, offend men. If you are in a situation where you have to choose between offending God and offending men, it is better you offend men. But what we see today is that human beings are men pleasers. They would rather do things that will please themselves or please men and at the expense of God. But if you are wise, you should rather please God, not yourself and not men. When you take a decision, when you take a course of an action that will satisfy men, but that will displease God, you are just being foolish. Because what can men do to you? A man has his breath in his nostril. Every one of us, in a twinkling of an eye, we could be no more. But God is eternal. God is powerful. And so you will see that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they feared God, not the king. You could see also that Joseph, he feared God. He preferred to be in the good record of God than to be in the good record of his boss wife. It is always good to fear God. So Jesus said, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. I pray that you will receive understanding to fear only God in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can also email us info@livingthrone.org. www.ccbc.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.